I'm Richard Niven, although I'm commonly known as Adventure Scott. I've been an adventurer since the day I was born on this planet. Probably a bit mad, to be honest.
Maybe just start at the beginning of your journey.
As a little boy, my father introduced me to trains, and he had a model train set. I absolutely fell in love with this, and I've been interested in trains ever since, mainly steam trains. That was in Scotland, but at the age of 7, by then I wanted to become a steam train driver when I got older. And he took me to South Africa. My father transferred to South Africa, where there was lots of steam trains. And within 2 days there, I got in touch with drivers and the big depot and everything over there, and got to know steam train drivers. These guys became lifetime friends of mine. And sadly, me and my parents did not get on in Africa, and they gave me away to government, and I ended up on the streets, unfortunately. But I went and lived in the engine shed with these steam engines. The guys helped me, and at 14 years old, I got a job as a fireman on the steam engines. Or actually, it was a cleaning job to clean the steam engines, but that lasted 6 hours. When they needed a fireman, they said, "Can you come and fire an engine?" Of course, I was not turning that down. And from that day on, my birthday at 14 years old, 1979, I have been on the railways ever since. Steam trains lasted till 1996, and then I returned to Scotland and got a job in the high-speed trains. And that lasted until February this year, when I retired and moved to wonderful Slovenia.
Trains were your job and also your passion, and you showed me before your models of steam trains. When did you start to build them?
I would say about seven, eight years old, I started building little model steam trains, electric ones. But I wanted to build an actual working steam engine, which I built a boiler, which just about exploded and probably would have killed me had I kept it going. But that was a dangerous project. But after that, I continued building proper live steam locomotives like I've got out there. Got 6 of them outside at the moment. The boilers, I decided I'm not going to build myself. But the rest of it, the cylinders, wheels, connecting rods, everything, I started to design. The first one took me 13 years to build. I started at 15 and finished it round about when I was 30 almost. That was the smallest of the lot. Since then, I've just got into building them and just keep building more and more. And they have been an absolute passion for me. Okay, they take a lot of work to keep maintained. You need boiler certificates every year and things like that. But they have been an absolute godsend to me. The whole steam locomotive world has just been an absolute dream for my whole life. On top of the motorbikes, of course, that is. But hopefully here in Slovenia, we can build a little railway track somewhere and start hauling passengers behind these steam locomotives. That's my dream to get going here in Slovenia. As well as the full-size ones that are down and hopefully running to Mosna Sochi again. That's my next goal, which I want to get done.
So you have a lot of goals here in Slovenia.
I have an awful lot of stuff here I'm trying in Slovenia. Say a miniature railway somewhere, but I also want to get these 3 steam locomotives down in Ljubljana in working order. They need a bit of work in the boilers, which will cost a lot of money. But if we can get them running again to Mosna Sochi and places like that, I think it'll be a great event and they'll draw the tourists to Slovenia from all over the world. It can be done.
You said that your other passion are motorbikes. You traveled the world with your motorbike. Where exactly did you go? Where have you been?
The motorbikes are a massive passion of mine. 2010, I bought a new Honda Transalp. I shipped it to the very tip of South America. And the goal was to reach Alaska and back to New York. I'd done it in 9 weeks, which is all the work would give me off. And it was about close on 30,000 kilometres I'd done on that bike within the 9 weeks. I was exhausted afterwards. And since then, that was my start of the world travel. I've been all over the world since then, right across Russia, Norway, Iceland, down to Turkey, and through Slovenia many times. And I still think Slovenia took my attention 12 years ago when I came here, and I wanted to move here. And now, of course, I'm here together with my motorbikes. But the biggest goal here, I want to ride from Slovenia to Australia. India is probably the best place I've ever travelled by motorbike because of the cliffs. You ride on the cliff edges, daredevil, absolute daredevil. For like you've got a cliff edge It's probably almost a kilometre drop, and here's me riding right on the edge along there. I've been very lucky. I've only had one serious accident on a motorbike in my life. I came back from Russia, 16,000 kilometre, and got knocked off my motorbike 3 kilometres from home, and the bike was written off. Other than that, I have toured to over 100 countries on the motorbikes, and absolutely love this planet. Adventure is just something I absolutely love.
So that's why you're called Adventure Scott,
Adventure Scott. I should change it. Somebody said Slovenia Scott or something. I should change it to that. But I think I'm well known as Adventure Scott. So I think I'll just keep it at that.
So you traveled like whole world. And why Slovenia? Why did you decide to move here 6 months ago? What was so special about Slovenia?
I came here 12 years ago. And near Mostna Soči, I seen a lovely house I fancy. I said, oh, I love that house. I could live in there. It's a place to build a railway and everything. But that house is a bit tatty. Then I've been through Slovenia many times. I just get on with the people so much here and find them so friendly, find it such a clean country. I fell in love with the country. I was never going to stay in Scotland for the rest of my life. And it was either Slovenia or Norway were the two countries. Norway gets a bit cold, I decided. And then coming back from Turkey last year, I rode up through Slovenia, came through Pečina, and I seen this house for sale. And immediately, I fell in love with the house. I went to the estate agent, said, I want to buy it. I'm going to buy that house. Got back to Scotland, handed in my notice, said I'm taking my pension. And within 6 months later, I bought the house and got everything shipped here. And since I've come here, I have absolutely loved it here. The people have been so helpful to me, and they've, I don't know what to say, it's just been absolutely superb here. Happy.
And what are the plans with the house?
There's a lot of work in this house. I need one, there's a new boiler downstairs. There's no boiler in here at the moment, so it's a bit chilly, but hopefully there'll be a little railway around the back. And then up in the attic up top, there's place for a great big model railway that's going up there for all my models. And definitely just get the whole place revamped and redecorated. There's a lot to be done. But before that, I need to sell my house in Scotland, which is proving very difficult.
Were there any challenges with moving here and getting your life on track here?
I was very, very lucky. Of course, with Brexit, I couldn't get into Slovenia. But I got hold of my birth certificates and all that, and my mother, who died a few years ago, but me and her were never close. But she was Irish, and I managed to get my European passport through the Irish, which helped me get into Slovenia. Yes, it was a challenge still, but they were very good to me. I think when I said I'd bring a little business here with steam trains and stuff, I think they were quite happy for me to come in here.
What about maybe a language barrier? Are you trying to learn the language? Is it difficult with all the dialects and everything?
Oh, yeah, as they say here. It has been very difficult. I have a terrible learning problem in that. And some of these words, you speak in one village, you try and speak Slovenian, you go to the next village and it's different. And that, like, was it dwa and dwe and stuff like that. And I'm trying to understand everything. I'm trying my best every single day to learn Slovene and studying it. But there's one problem. It's called Boronička. I've fallen in love with that alcohol. I love it.
You already started with Borovnička. How do you like Slovenian food?
The food, I love it. I absolutely love the Slovenian food. The neighbours and locals around here have been bringing me a lot of the local food, which I'm used to eating rubbish in my life, chocolate and pizzas and stuff. But the locals around here have been fantastic to me and bringing me all sorts of food. Marinka, my neighbour next door, she makes me lots of Slovenian food and stuff. And I keep telling her, whoa, slow down. I don't need that much because I hardly eat anything. But some of the food is superb. And down in Ljubljana, in the market, I tasted some of the vegetables and the fruit and everything there. Superb. I loved all that.
Do you maybe miss anything about your home country?
The only thing I think I miss there is the fattening curries and the takeaways that get delivered to your house every night and stuff like that, and maybe a few McDonald's and that. But no, I don't really miss anything. I'm so happy here, and I'm exceptionally proud to be in this country now. And it's going to be a challenge to learn the language, yes, but the people have accepted me, and I have open my hands to them. They've been absolutely amazing up here.
Do you already feel like a local here in this village?
I certainly do. I feel like a local. And there's a lot of banter between us, the Scots and the Slovenians. We sit in the pub there having a lot of laughs and ripping each other to bits, the Scots and Slovenian, and kilts and stuff like that. They want me to wear a kilt, but no, I don't think I'm going to. Maybe one day I will.
Maybe in the summer when it's going to be extremely hot.
walk into the pub in a kilt. That would be a laugh.
Are you maybe already planning any new trip with your motorbike for the maybe for the spring or the summer?
Well, I wouldn't say spring and summer. I love the winter riding. I always used to come down to the Alps in winter from Scotland. I love riding in snow and ice. I love a challenge. Yesterday I went to Ljubljana and bought a little Honda 125 because the Dolomiter are just up the road. I can get there in a day. And this little bike will be absolutely great for riding in the snow. So there'll be some fantastic photographs taken of me in the ice and everything very shortly. And even around here, there's plenty of mountains and hills to ride, which this year is going to be, my photography is going to be superb in the ice.
You already mentioned your photography, and on the table I'm looking at two of your books. You already published some books about your adventure. How many of them?
I've only written about three books. I've written many stories of my steam train days, which I must publish because some of them stories on the railways were fantastic. But the motorbikes, I think people are more interested in that, for all the world touring and some crazy pictures in like minus 40 in Russia and old trawlers that I went on, a 1930 trawler with a motorbike and froze to death and stuff. And yes, the adventures. I will write another book of my whole life here in Slovenia, and my new life in Slovenia is one book I am determined to write, and how I've been accepted here and stuff.
But about your friends and family, how did they react it when you told them you're going to move here?
My friends were pretty upset, a lot of them. But it gives them a goal to come to Slovenia and see. Most people, you say, I'm moving to Slovenia. Where? Slovenia? Where's that? They don't even know where it is. But now that I've posted a lot of photographs of Lake Bled and the surrounding area to show them what this place is like, and I think I'll be having a lot of tourists here from Scotland. My family, I've not really got any family. My family gave me up when I was 9 years old. So there's no family to miss.
But your friends will definitely visit you.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little daughter, Ava, but she's not my daughter, but I helped her a lot, and she was like a daughter to me in Scotland. I miss her more than any. She loved the steam trains and the motorbikes. She's 7 years old now, and she'll be coming over here shortly on holiday, I can guarantee. But the friends, I think there'll be a lot of motorbikes here in a few months' time when the summer comes.
I wanted to ask you, are you afraid of the winter here? But you said that you love the winter, so you're looking forward to it.
I love the winter. I love ice and snow and the challenge. As I say, coming across Russia was minus 40, and I nearly died. It took me 6 days at one point to do 80 kilometres. I'd never seen a single person. I was eating ice in the end to survive and breathing in the exhaust of the motorbike. So I think the winter here won't be much of a challenge, but I won't speak too soon.
Yeah, it's going to be probably a piece of cake.
Probably. I bought a motorbike yesterday. I'll put some knobbly tyres on it. That can be my winter machine. And I've had, in the past, I've had the police looking at me and stopping me. Are you crazy? Yes. Just say that to them. And the look on people's faces when you turn up on a motorcycle in like minus 10 degrees and snow and ice and that. But I'm used to it. It doesn't bother me at all.
You travel the whole world. You now live here in Slovenia in this small village. But can you say which country for you is like the best country to visit? Probably it's hard to say.
It's hard. Norway and Slovenia have been my two best countries. Argentina, I absolutely loved, I must admit. And Chile, down South America. That was incredible to ride there. But, I mean, I've never been a people person. I've always hid away in that for myself and just rid motorbikes on my own. But I have to say, in Slovenia, the people attracted me here. I came here, and when I came to this house, my God, I've made more friends here in Slovenia than I think I've made anywhere else in the world in such a short period of time. They have just been amazing to me. And there's so much to do around here in this little local area. There's lakes, there's mountains, there's little country roads. And best of all, there's no traffic, which is absolutely great.
So do you see yourself staying here, like maybe forever, or are you planning to move anywhere else?
I think I will be here forever. I just love it so much here. I've not had a bad word from anyone or had... Everywhere I go, people are just so friendly to me, and I just smile the whole time. I absolutely am so happy. In fact, when I look at my life now in Slovenia, I've got everything I could ever ask for. And it makes me want to cry sometimes when I think of the days I was on the streets in Africa, begging for food. And now I've got absolutely everything here. And I know here, if anything happened, you could go and ask the locals. They would help you immediately, which is something I absolutely appreciate so much. I don't know how to thank them. They have just been so good to me. They really, really have. I'm smiling all the time here.